Imagine AI models that not only understand what you say, but can respond with the right emotion in their voice. Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Friday, March 21st, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's groundbreaking new audio models. Let's dive in. OpenAI has just unveiled three new audio models that promise to revolutionize how machines understand and generate speech. These aren't your average speech-to-text tools. We're talking about models that can handle accents in noisy environments and even express emotions through their voice. It's a giant leap from just transcribing words to truly understanding and responding in a human-like manner. The models, named GPT-40 Transcribe, GPT-40 Mini Transcribe, and GPT-40 Mini TTs, are built on OpenAI's GPT-40 framework. They're designed to outperform previous models like Whisper, which was released back in 2022. Unlike Whisper, these new models aren't open source, but they promise far better performance, especially in challenging conditions. What makes these models stand out is their ability to be customized. Developers can tweak them to speak in specific ways, with inflections and intonations that suit different applications. Whether it's for customer service or creative storytelling, these models can bring a new level of interaction to automated systems. OpenAI's approach to improving these models involves some cutting-edge training techniques. By using reinforcement learning and high-quality audio datasets, they've managed to reduce the word error rate significantly. This means more accurate transcriptions, even when dealing with heavy accents or fast speech. If you're a developer, you'll be interested to know that these models are available through OpenAI's API. They come with different pricing tiers, so you can choose what fits your needs. The GPT-40-based models are priced at $40 per million input tokens, while the GPT-40 mini models are more budget-friendly. This release also includes an integration with OpenAI's Agent Software Development Kit, making it easier than ever to build voice agents that can interact naturally with users. Imagine a world where your virtual assistant doesn't just understand you, but speaks back with the right tone and emotion. NatWest has just made headlines by becoming the first United Kingdom bank to partner with OpenAI. Why is this a big deal? Well, they're looking to speed up their use of artificial intelligence to better meet customer needs and boost productivity across the bank. It's not just a small-scale test run. This is a wide-ranging, large-scale collaboration that could set a new standard in the banking industry. Picture this. You're trying to navigate your bank's digital assistant, and instead of just answering basic questions, it can tackle complex tasks like identifying and reporting fraud. That's one of the key areas NatWest is focusing on with OpenAI's generative AI technology. They're planning to enhance their digital assistant services, like their consumer-facing chatbot Cora Plus, which currently operates on IBM's Watsonx platform. NatWest's ambitions don't stop there. They believe these digital assistants can do more than help with fraud. They can assist customers in understanding their financial position better, helping them plan and set future goals. It's like having a financial advisor at your fingertips, powered by AI. And it's not just customer-facing applications that are getting a boost. OpenAI's technology will also be integrated into NatWest's internal systems, like their Ask Archie Plus chatbot for employees. This'll support staff in handling fraud prevention and complaints across various sectors, including retail, commercial, and wealth management. Scott Markar, the Chief Information Officer at NatWest, highlighted how this tech is already pivotal in their digital transformation. He mentioned that it allows the bank to deliver services in a more personalized and productive way. Angela Byrne, the retail banking CEO, added that their work with OpenAI will redefine digital experiences and enhance protection against threats like fraud and financial crime. Booking.com is revolutionizing the way we plan and experience travel by integrating OpenAI's large language models into their platform. This collaboration is turning the site into a true travel companion, making it not just about booking, but about discovery. Imagine you're dreaming of a romantic getaway, but you want something unique, maybe a place with heart-shaped beds or an Elvis impersonator. Traditional search engines would leave you empty-handed, but not Booking.com. With OpenAI's help, they've tackled the discovery challenge head-on, allowing users to uncover destinations and experiences they never knew they wanted. Booking.com has been fine-tuning its machine learning models for years, but the introduction of OpenAI's models has taken things to a whole new level. The AI Trip Planner, developed in just 10 weeks, is a prime example. It leverages OpenAI's technology to offer destination suggestions, build itineraries, and provide real-time pricing and availability, all through natural language prompts. One of the most exciting breakthroughs is the ability to combine structured and unstructured data. Booking.com uses its vast database of property details alongside user reviews and natural language descriptions to generate curated travel suggestions. This allows for a richer, more personalized travel planning experience. The AI Trip Planner isn't the only innovation. Booking.com has also introduced smart filters and AI review summaries. Smart filters understand natural language prompts like sunset views or great gym, going beyond the standard drop-down menus. AI review summaries condense thousands of reviews into key themes, helping travelers make quicker, more confident booking decisions. The results speak for themselves. Travelers are engaging more with the platform, spending less time searching and more time exploring personalized itineraries. Property Q&A features have reduced customer support needs, while smart filters and review summaries have increased booking confidence. This partnership isn't just about the technology. It's the collaborative spirit that makes it powerful. Booking.com's leadership praises OpenAI not just for their cutting-edge models, but for their willingness to co-create the future of travel. Together, they're building towards a more connected, immersive travel experience, where AI acts as a concierge-like companion, guiding you through every step of your journey. OpenAI is making waves in Hollywood with its latest pitch to filmmakers and digital creators, showcasing its controversial text-to-video tool, Sora. Just a few months after its public launch, OpenAI is holding events like Sora Selects to demonstrate the potential of this groundbreaking technology. Imagine sitting in a theater and watching AI-generated short films that transport you to medieval times or surreal dreamscapes. That's exactly what attendees experienced at Braindead Studios in Los Angeles this week. The showcase wasn't just about displaying what Sora can do. It was a strategic move to capture the imagination of Hollywood's creatives. Suki Mansour, the Sora Artist Program lead at OpenAI, expressed excitement about the creativity unleashed by Sora. "I hope people go home and feel excited to play with it," she said, underscoring the tool's potential to democratize filmmaking by allowing creators to experiment without the usual budget constraints. However, Sora's rise hasn't been without controversy. There's a growing concern in Hollywood about AI tools like Sora potentially displacing actors and special effects artists. More than 400 creatives, including big names like Ben Stiller and Ava DuVernay, have voiced their concerns, urging the government to uphold existing copyright laws to protect their work from being used without permission in AI training models. Despite these concerns, indie filmmakers are finding Sora to be a valuable tool. Ryan Turner, a filmmaker who showcased his work, Wi-Fi Kingdom, at Sora Selects, shared his experience of balancing AI technology with his love for working with actors. His film, a humorous take on smartphone addiction, was brought to life in a way that traditional methods might not have allowed. OpenAI's Rohan Sahai shared that the response to Sora has exceeded expectations, with cities like Seoul, Paris, and Tokyo leading in usage. The tool is currently accessible to ChatGPT Plus or Pro subscribers, and there's talk of a free version in the future. While legal hurdles remain a challenge, the interest from studios is undeniable, with some already testing the waters with Sora through pilots and personal accounts. The event left attendees like Universal Pictures executive Holly Galeen with mixed feelings: excited, skeptical, and inspired. But the overarching sentiment was curiosity about what this technology could mean for the future of filmmaking. As Galeen put it, we're here now, right? Let's go. Let's talk about a game changer in the AI industry that's making waves, CoreWeave. Imagine a startup backed by NVIDIA, setting its sights on a hefty $2.7 billion through an initial public offering, giving it a staggering $26 billion market valuation. This isn't just any startup. It's a cloud AI powerhouse that's caught the attention of giants like Microsoft and OpenAI. So, what's the big news here? Well, OpenAI is poised to receive $350 million worth of stock from CoreWeave as part of this deal. That's a massive vote of confidence in CoreWeave's potential and a strategic move that ties OpenAI closely to CoreWeave's future. CoreWeave, based in Livingston, New Jersey, is offering 48 million shares, soon to be traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol CRWV. The shares are priced between $47 to $55 each, according to their filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. This move is set to raise substantial capital, with an estimated $2.3 billion from the sale of their Class A common stock, potentially reaching $2.7 billion if everything goes as planned. Now, let's dive into why CoreWeave is such a hot commodity. In 2024 alone, they generated about $1.9 billion in revenue, marking a 737% increase from the previous year. That's some serious growth. However, they did report a net loss of $863 million. Despite this, their innovative approach to AI infrastructure, powered by NVIDIA GPUs, is driving their expansion and attracting major partners like Microsoft and OpenAI. Speaking of partnerships, CoreWeave has secured significant deals ahead of its IPO, including a massive $11.9 billion partnership with OpenAI to deliver AI infrastructure. Microsoft, being a major customer, accounted for 62% of CoreWeave's revenue in 2024, highlighting the strong ties between these tech titans. At the recent NVIDIA GTC 2025, CoreWeave's CEO, Michael Intrator, showcased their latest offerings featuring NVIDIA's upcoming RTX PRO 6000 GPUs. CoreWeave's early adoption of NVIDIA's GPUs has positioned them as a leader in the market, consistently bringing the latest NVIDIA GPU-based instances to the forefront. CoreWeave isn't just making waves in the United States. They've expanded their reach into Europe, opening a new data center in Norway in partnership with Bulk Infrastructure Group. This is part of their $2.2 billion investment plan to establish a presence in Sweden, Norway, and Spain by the end of 2025. OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, praised CoreWeave's innovative approach, stating that their computing power has been instrumental in developing some of OpenAI's most renowned models. He highlighted CoreWeave's ability to quickly innovate on hardware and deliver results efficiently, showcasing their crucial role in the AI landscape. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. CoreWeave's IPO and its strategic partnerships are setting the stage for a new era in AI infrastructure. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.